This is Day 10, the 28 Days to Better Selling with Shane Gibson from closingbigger.net. We're going to move into an extension of what we talked about yesterday, which is listening, but specifically structured listening or needs analysis. Now, I know earlier on the program I mentioned we're going to go through multiple prospecting tools, and the question is, Shane, we haven't covered all the tools you've talked about earlier. Well, the answer is absolutely not. In fact, one of the reasons why I'm not going to do it is because the sales process, a big part of it is that prospecting happens at all levels, at all times, at all steps. And I think to just talk about it in the front end would kind of put a thought into our mind that it only happens at the beginning of a relationship or at a specific time. Yet consistently, there's constant opportunities. And some of these prospecting tools I'm going to talk about later on aren't actually solely prospecting tools, but customer engagement tools. When we go into social selling, which is really using social media and social networking tools to sell effectively, to connect and to engage, these are tools that are used throughout the entire sales process, not at any particular point, but actually they're almost a modification or a change in the way we sell. Now, a core customer engagement tool that's time-tested, that I think will never go to style, is the needs analysis. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So the needs analysis, let's talk a little bit about what it is. A needs analysis is a structured process for asking questions. And what it is it's not a method to just ask questions to get clients to see the absence of our solution. It's not just an assessment or a questioning tool that allowed us to really, in essence, identify their core pains so we can solve that pain. That's part of it. A big part of it is true rapport building and customer engagement, prospect engagement to establish credibility and go from product peddler to trusted advisor. So here's a core lesson. A number of years ago, I was in the direct sales business. My closing ratio literally was 1 out of 20 people one-on-one. Now at that time in front of an audience, because I can speak and communicate and I've been trained as a presenter, my closing ratio was literally 1 out of 5. So this is a bit of a deep, dark secret of mine. My closing ratio was 1 out of 20. But a big part of it was I was trying to give the same presentation one-on-one as I was in front of a group. In other words, I was spending all of the time talking. And historically, that's really what we call an old school method of selling. Well-crafted customer value propositions and presentations that are designed to, in essence, corner and close people. Today, I would worry less about well-crafted customer value propositions or asking questions to find the absence of your solution and move more into asking questions to engage people, to find their core corporate needs in the present and the future and establish deep levels of rapport and empathy, because that's where trust comes from. So let's talk about the needs analysis. Here's some of the other reasons why we have a needs analysis. Number one, if you've got a structured needs analysis process, you're going to make sure that you're asking questions in the right sequence. In other words, questions about budget are appropriate at specific times in the questioning process when we already have rapport and we already have momentum. To ask that question up front could be quite difficult. On the other hand, if we don't get to the point soon enough, if our questions don't and ask weave a story, it's going to be a challenge. In a lot of cases, we are getting the client to narrate a story. We already have a good idea of the ending. But we do it in a way that allows the client to have ownership to discover the solution and their core needs and what we can do for them on our own. So here's some quick tips. I like to call this the Larry King. And why I call it the Larry King is if you'll notice, Larry King will have people come on his show and he's like your grandfather, your uncle. He's this very disarming person when you sit down with him. And he'll start off with easy, general questions that get you into the mood. He builds rapport. He gives you a few compliments. And then he moves down the line and starts to ask more personal questions. But again, not too threatening, but they begin to move you into a certain direction. And he gets you to narrate a specific story. And eventually, at the end of his interview, you've told millions of people something you haven't told your spouse yet. And I would say many of these guests leave his show shaking their head or scratching their head at least, wondering what happened. And what happened is he's a master at crafting questions and interviewing people so that he can get them to open up and share the information as needed to move forward. In his case, the deal he's trying to close is you sharing the information the public wants to hear. In our case, as sales professionals, our goal is in essence to get them to share information that we want them to hear. In other words, where they can realize the core needs and the challenges in their business on their own, and then see us as a trusted advisor because we've guided them through this process. So here's where we're going to go with this today. There's really four major types of questions. One of them is open-ended questions. So these questions are, tell me about a time when, or what are your thoughts on this types of products, or what has your experience been with the following, or how is it that you go about selecting a supplier for these types of solutions? These are very open-ended questions. You've got a good idea of where it might go, but you're often going to get more information and different information than you expected, and sometimes to your benefit. Then you've got closed questions. These are yes or no questions or very specific questions about, for instance, how much money did you spend last year in this sector, or how many customers a day come through your business, or how many other different advertising mediums do you use? These are very closed questions because there's a specific answer. Then there's leading questions. These are questions that you ask where you pretty well know the answer, but you want the client to, in essence, come up with the answer themselves and hear it in their own context. So for instance, probably a good example might be an insurance perspective. You might ask a question like, for instance, if you get an accident in that vehicle, did you want to purchase a brand new car paid by your insurance company, or would you want your insurance company to pay to repair your old car? That's a rhetorical question. You kind of know the answer, but you're asking that leading question, for instance. And then lastly, the fourth type is a request. So for instance, you might ask, when was the last time you changed the oil in this vehicle? Or how often do you and your kids head to the theme park? These are very direct, specific requests that are designed to get a specific answer. Now, any of these questions used too much becomes boring. We lose the prospect. If it's all open-ended questions, again, people who are bottom-line orientated get really impatient. If they're all closed questions, people feel like they're being interrogated. If they're all leading questions, they feel like they're being manipulated. Yet if we combine all these questions, what it creates is contrast, and it flows like a natural conversation. So the key factor is that as you design a needs analysis, you want, when you question clients, to have it vary in the types of questions so that you can really gain rapport through having a natural conversation. You've planned where it's going to go, but it feels like a natural conversation. I guess the last tip I'm going to give this around this is that as you design your needs analysis, start off with general open questions. Then just like for our Larry King analogy, we're going to go from general open to questions that form an opinion, lastly to confidential questions. But if we form it in that manner, it flows naturally. So here's your assignment. This is kind of a big assignment today. It will probably take you more than the 10 minutes I've promised in the program, but half an hour to sit down and design this. Brainstorm all the possible open-ended questions, all the possible closed questions, all the possible leading questions, and all the possible directing questions or request questions that you could ask a prospect. So we can use the needs analysis in many ways, but today we're just going to talk about prospecting. So you sat down with a prospect, this is an initial meeting, or maybe a cold incoming call to your office, and you want to qualify them. So brainstorm all the types of questions you could ask them. Then order them. This is the next step. So brainstorm all the questions you can ask and then categorize them from least confidential to most confidential. And then from there, what you have is you have a needs analysis now built that flows naturally. So that's your assignment. It's a big assignment. Number one, brainstorm all the possible open-ended, closed questions, leading questions, and requests, and then categorize them from least confidential to most. So that as you move through this process, you're asking the questions at the right time. And the last part, and this is a big challenge, is even with a needs analysis that takes, let's say, 45 minutes, you can probably only ask 11 core questions. If you've got 15 minutes on the phone, you've probably got 5 or 6 major questions you can ask. And so your challenge is going to be to build the questions so that they sequence in a natural way so you get your prospect to tell a story to you and themselves about why they need to do business with you. That's a big challenge, but for today, what I would suggest for you to do is to build your needs analysis. If you want feedback on that needs analysis, feel free to put it together in an email and email it to me at shane@closingbigger.net. That's shane@closingbigger.net, and I'll give you feedback on this. So again, as a recap, our goal and the reason why I want to do this is put a solid needs analysis process to create consistency. In many cases, when we're doing a needs assessment with clients, one of the challenges is that often if we don't have it written down or structured, we forget to ask the right questions, or we ask the right questions at the wrong time, or we get off track, or overall what happens is some days we're on and other days we're off and we can't track it because we haven't really systemized the process of asking great generative questions of our prospects. So that's today's Closing Bigger Sales podcast from day 10 of 28 Days to Better Selling from closingbigger.net.